Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott Smith is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Scott is a new friend. He's someone who's been around the block or two. He's an independent candidate for the presidency of the United States 2016. How about that? And he has, as I said, he's been around the block and has done a few things in his life. He's had he's been in finance, he's been in agriculture, he's been in the education, media, technology. He's been around, as I say, around the block, and now he's decided he has some solutions, some ideas that America needs, and I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. Scott Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be on your show.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on what you're planning on doing. Whenever I hear somebody doing what you're doing, you know, I want to say, I know what you're feeling, Scott, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, exactly. You kind of have to be crazy to do this. And with the contentious nature of the battle this time, it's not without trepidation. You face the barbs that are going to be thrown against
on
something like this.
Well, and you're running as an independent.
That's
and independents do not have a great track record. They do not. They have track records of being disruptors, but not necessarily of success. At least not for themselves. So that's a tough battle. And so, talk to us about what you consider to be the main thing that you want your candidacy to stand for.
Well, my reason for doing this is that I really am appalled at the contentious nature of the battle right now, the parties against each other, and what I think our country was built upon diversity. The diversity of opinions is what gives us a lot of innovation and creativity, and that's what's made us a leader. But what you find when you've got the parties bashing each other is that people are actually going against that diversity. They're saying, my way, and that's it. This is it. And it's not good. And I think the truth of the matter is neither party right now has solutions. And that the solutions that we're looking for, that we need, are going to be so out of the box, they're not going to come from conventional wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought taking a position as an independent was appropriate for the platform that I'm actually advocating.
Well, Scott, De Tocqueville once said, I think it was he who said, we get the government we deserve.
That's
and
right.
When you talk about the contentious nature of the parties, aren't you really describing the contentious nature of America? I mean, has America drawn a line in the middle and said, you know, I'm not crossing over that line on the left, and the people on the right have said the same thing? I mean, haven't we become reality TV America?
We have allowed ourselves to do that. But if you talk to people on the street, most people are fed up with it. You know, they may get caught up in the debates, but at some point in time they sit back and they go, you know, this is out of hand. We're not doing ourselves any good. In fact, this divisiveness back and forth is making us the laughingstock of the world. Talk about wanting to be leaders of the world. If we make ourselves laughingstock, we have no leadership position in the world anymore.
Well, the thing that frightens me right now, the thing that concerns me the most right now, Scott, and you talk about in your book, by the way, folks, his book is called A Nobody for Everybody in 2016. Scott, and that's the difference between the transaction economy and the financial economy. That's the way you describe it. I call it the disconnect between Main Street and Wall Street. That's the way I think of it, and the way my audience has heard me talk about it many times before. And I think the biggest problem we have right now is the oligarchy between Washington and Wall Street. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. my fascination is with money and with what does money mean and how does that, go into the economy. And money is really an amazing invention on the part of mankind to encourage transactions. It facilitates transactions. But those types of transactions that actually mean anything to us are the ones that put food on your table, that build a house. Mm-hmm. They are in that material or real world. And so money is a tail. But right now what we have is the tail is wagging the dog.
That's exactly right.
But that's also becomes the key to the solution, because that is the problem. That problem has gotten out of hand. Sometimes it's expressed in the 1%, 99%, because mm-hmm. the monetary economy, those that run that, actually hold the vast bulk of wealth, whereas wealth really only comes from how many houses are there, how many roads are there, how many cars are there.
What you're talking about is the golden goose, what I'm calling the golden goose.
The financial
manipulators are able to play this game with money for a little while longer, but not much longer, because eventually we're already seeing a very sick golden goose. And the golden goose,
that's right.
The golden goose is the middle class and Main Street small businesses.
That's right.
Around. There's plenty of evidence. We know what's happening in the middle class. We know what's happening. Small businesses are struggling. Small banks that serve small businesses are struggling. The economy has been negative in the last two first quarters in the last 2 years at the same time when the Wall Street was hitting record levels. What's wrong with that picture, Scott?
Now you're talking. No, I totally agree with you. I do not think we are that far off from another major correction. In fact,
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
I think this next recession will probably dwarf the last one. And I think in the next recession, we're not going to be able to bail out the banks because it's going to be too great. And that is, I propose in my book a solution called Banking 2.0 for the banking system. Mm-hmm. And I think that solution will be the only solution that will be possible when we go into the next fall. But I also...
Scott, hold on to that thought. I want you to talk about that, and your mm-hmm. ideas on tax reform, for example.
Yeah.
Another big topic of yours. We'll come back after these messages. In the meantime, I want you to give us a website, please.
Okay.
What's your website?
Website is scottsmith2016.com.
The book is called A Nobody for Everybody in 2016. Scott Smith, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with me after these messages. Stay with us.
On the wire, just to catch my breath. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.